First, Mazel Tov with this year, because Alan has another grandchild.
Oh, Mazel Tov.
The bris is next week.
Monday.
And I'd like to dedicate this to my mother's yahrzeit, which is on Sunday.
What's her name?
Rachel Bas Meir Halevi.
Rachel Bas Meir Halevi.
Also dedicated to my mother's yahrzeit, Shandel Bas Rosh Moshe Point, which is on Monday night.
Okay, Shama should have an aliyah. Anything else? Okay, then I think we can start. The next lines in the Gemara, let's take a look. We talked about, last time we talked about L'shamro min ha'achbarim and Tetalia Betrita, as what it would be usher to use your scale for, other than weighing things, what might look like wearing. And now the Gemara returns to another statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Actually, another two statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and here they are. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, on Chaf Ches Amar Aleph, or four lines down in the Gemara. Okay? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, I know there's a lot of them, but the line starts with the word betrita. Okay, that's where we got up to last time. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, tabach uman asr lishkol basar biyad. A butcher is not allowed to weigh meat in his hand. Okay, what might that mean? Says Rashi. Very simple. Aser lishkol basar biyad, le'echoz halitra biyado. If you'll remember, the litra was a certain weight. So he says, what you're doing is le'echoz halitra biyado achas, to hold the litra in one hand, ve'abasar biyado acheres. In his right hand, he held his weight. In his left hand, he held the meat. And he's, you know, trying to estimate how much each one weighs. And says Rashi, ulekevan de bechol nami, kevan de uman hu bekach orche hachi. And since he does this presumably during the week as well, since he's, you know, someone who's experienced, this is his profession, he knows how to weigh it out against the weight, therefore it's going to be considered weighing for him. And therefore only a tabach uman, some sort of extra butcher, is not allowed to use his hands to determine the weight of meat. Okay, that's the first case of the Gemara. The second case of the Gemara continues. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the very next line, very similar, Tabach uman aser lishkol basar b'mayim. A tabach uman is also prohibited to weigh meat using water. Now, how do you weigh meat using water? Says Rashi, this is also pretty simple. Sheesh lo shnasos, there needs to be some sort of indent or sign. V'simanim, and simanim b'kli, in a certain vessel. V'nos nin bo mayim, and what you would do is you'd fill up the cup, and he's going to use water displacement. As you said last night, I think it was, when we discussed this. Right? Archimedes. And what you would do is, and you would vinosn in bomayim, vasimanim motien also kama hamayim olin lamala bishvil litra basar shekvar shiru lekach. And there's some sort of, you know, different lines on your measuring cup. You put the meat in, the water rises, and you know, okay, this is 1 liter of basar, this is 2 liter of basar, and that's the way it works. It gives you, you know, an approximate weight for the meat. And this too would be prohibited, says the Gemara, for a tabach uman. Okay? Now, we're going to focus on these two cases for the entirety of today. The first thing we're going to talk about is whether or not Rashi's description of Lishkol Basar Biyad is on point. You can already see, if you look in Rabbeinu Hananel, if you see the way that he phrases this, you'll see, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it's a bunch of lines down from the Mishnah. You'll see the Mishnah in big, take off your glasses or put on your glasses for this one. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tavach Uman Atzar Lishkol Basar Biyad, Denira Ki'ilu Bimoznayim Hu Shokel. It's as if he's weighing it in the scale, on the scale. Kevan de misha'er biyado kama sheyesh bo vehu uman. Since he's estimating in his hands, and again, this is his profession, he knows what he's doing. Bazeh vadai mechuvan hamishkal. So he'll know the exact weight, meaning if he's holding the litra in his right hand and the meat in his left hand, he will know exactly how much it weighs, says Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't say anything about the weight. That's to leave us in suspense. It could be with a mishkal, it could not be with a mishkal. Ukumaznayim chashuv, it's as if he is like some sort of scale. Meaning he's so good at this, he's so precise, that this is why it's aser. And if you look in the Yerushalmi, which is going to be echoed by a whole boatload of Rishonim, says the Yerushalmi, Tani hatabach lo yehe shokil biado umeniach. He shouldn't be weigh something in his hand and put it down. Sheyado kilitrahi. His hand is like the weight. Meaning, it's not that he's holding a weight. It's It's not that he has a litra biyado and in his other hand he has meat, says the Yerushalmi. It's his hand is like a weight, meaning it's balanced, and it knows how much meat. Just like the weight can balance the meat on the scale, so too his hand can balance and figure out how much meat he's holding.
So just a question about mice. Is allowed to do this?
That's part. The whole part of the shir is figuring out both of these two cases, what's aser, and then what a bala bias may be allowed to do or not allowed to do.
Right. Okay. Is Rabbi Yochanan agreeing with Yerushalmi's interpretation?
I would say so. He doesn't mention anything about the litra. Rashi seems to be a bit of a chiddush. And as we're going to see in plenty of other Rishonim, this doesn't appear. There's no concept of having some sort of litra. And the Tosefta does the same thing, right? Mi hutabach uman al yishkol biyado mipnei shiyado kimishkol. Same exact terminology, it's the same idea. So we see very clearly that according to Yerushalmi, according to the Sefer, and as we're going to see a number of Rishonim, it's not that he's holding the weight, it's that he is the weight.
So when you first read the Gemara, my thought was he's just so good, he could just pick up something, and he roughly knows what it should be, so he doesn't have to hold the corresponding thing. But the thing you just read in the Rishonim doesn't make sense, because if I have two hands and they weigh roughly the same thing, the fact that this hand might be the equivalent weight of a litre or whatever it is, when I put the meat in this hand, I have the meat plus my hand.
Right. He's not saying that your hand is the weight of a litre and therefore blah, blah, blah. He's just saying his hand acts just like if you were to put in a weight
so it's like
on
the
scale.
Yeah,
it's like a scale.
He knows the feeling.
Like touch. He knows
so,
yes. Touch.
So it's what Laser and I thought the Gemara meant in the first place.
Yep, and you are in very good company here. As far as I know, Rashi is a Shita Yechidah. I don't know anybody that agrees with him on this. I know other people that quote him, as we're going to see. But let's see how the Meiri phrases. So according to Rashi, why might you think, and I'll pose this question now, even though we're going to get to sort of the sum up later, why would you think that a tabach uman would be different than anyone else? The simple reason. Why is the butcher different than anybody else? According to Rashi. How does Rashi make it sound? What does he say? Kevan de uman hu bekach or chayhachi.
He measures it.
He does it every day, so often.
He does it every day, and therefore
he
what?
He is measuring.
It's like working on chess.
He's using a scale, effectively.
So he's saying it's like using a scale, it's like working on Shabbos. Okay, what does Rabbeinu Hananel emphasize? Just to bear in mind, what's his key phrase that he keeps on emphasizing? Bazeh vaday mechuvan ha-mishkal. What's it about to Rabbeinu Hananel? It's about
his
precision.
Yeah.
It's about his precision in the weight. Meaning, right now we're already starting to see a machlokas develop. Rashi's saying it's about uvdin dechol, it's about this is what he does during the week, so therefore he can't do it on Shabbos either, but a regular person doesn't do that during the week. A regular person plops it on their scale. So for them to do it, even if they were to have the same level of precision, for example, it would be okay for them because that's not what they do during the week. Whereas the meat man, the butcher, is always weighing it out in his hands, and especially if you guys have ever gone to Sobeys, right, and you ask them for a certain amount of meat sliced up at the deli station, they know how many slices, and they give it to you. They plop it on the scale. It's right? That's what happens when you've been doing it for so long.
Neither one of them would hold this as a concept in Marasayan. The people may perceive that...
You do see certain language of that in Rabbeinu Hananos, right? It's Denira Kilu Bimoznayim Bushokel. So I'm not sure that that's the case. I didn't spend a lot of time on that, Rabbeinu Hananel. And it could be that he would assume that it's part of Uvdin Dechol from the Nira side of things. Meaning, when the guy is holding out his meat in his hand, it means he's going to put it on the scale, and maybe that could be part of the Isser. So I would consider that, but that's not something I want to focus on. But
is he transacting business on Yom Tov as well?
Presumably, and that's going to be a huge, huge part of this discussion.
Okay, so this is a predecessor to basically him transacting business, which...
Potentially, which is obviously a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why weighing may not be a good idea, right? We saw already 2 weeks ago, not 2 weeks ago, but 2 shiurim ago, the Rajba, which we're going to quote later on here, right? On right, Berarnu Shitaso Lifnei Shiurayim. It's a new Hebrew word, I mean, up Shiurayim. 2 shiurim ago, we talked about the Rajba and how he says at home in general it's fine, according to many of the poskim, and we had the Kasha of the Tur on him, and then we had, of course, the famous Al Yoraba, who says, no, really, he holds his Aser, and we sort of dealt with that a few weeks back. So just to keep that in mind, the Meiri, he sort of sums up, the two approaches here. Tabach Shehu Ragil, source number 3, Bimishkal HaBasar, again, some sort of butcher who's regular, You know, he's used to weighing things. Uvakibo, and he's an expert in it. Kol kach shekshu magbia et habasar biyado, umechavein behagbaato leidam mishkala, humakiret mishkala. Says, when you have a person, again, who's so precise, right? Shades of Rabbeinu Hananel. Asur lishkol biyad b'derech zeh. For him, it would be prohibited. Why? Because he's going to get the exact detail down to the 0.0001 grams of the weight. Obviously, that's not being, you know, exact and realistic. I'm just exaggerating here. The Yesh Mefarshim, however, some explain, Shalom Nasar ela kishemeniach es halitra biyado achas, vihabasar biyado acheres. Some say it's only asur when you put the weight in one hand and the meat in your other hand. Umikol makom, nevertheless, lashon Talmud Hamarav morekidas rishon. The wording of the Talmud Yerushalmi, which we quoted, and it's quoted here and in a number of other rishonim, proves the first chita. She'amru sham b'tam ha'isr mipnei she'yado kilitra. That we said there, it's because his hand is like a litra. Again, there's some, it's like a weight here. It's like you're weighing meat. There is a concept that there's something wrong. You're actually doing weighing here. It's not because that's what you're used to doing during the week. It's not an auxiliary sort of uvdin dechol. It's actually weighing, right? Yado kilitra. Because he's so precise with it. V'chein im hayu hamayim b'kli, v'hayu bo shnasos, v'yodin bahen, k'shemachnisin litra basar b'kli, ad eza shebishnasos hamayim olin. And these people, you can tell, he says, you've got water, and when you put the meat, okay, when you put a certain amount of meat in the kli, and up to which of these different markings it goes, so therefore, asr lechavin mishkal habasar b'derech said is prohibited to find the precise weight of meat in this way. And says the Meiri further, yesh mi she'omer, there are some that even say, shelon ne'estru dvarim elu ela b'tabach, shenira kemocher b'mishkal. And some people say, these things are only asr for a tabach. Why? Shenira kemocher b'mishkal. Because when he's doing it, it looks like he's selling it by weight. Aval she'ar b'nei adam mutarin lishkol la'atzman, ho il ve'ein mitchavnim limkor, ela leida chelak hamagiam. But other people, since they're not intending to weigh, so therefore, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, and this is the whole discussion which we had with the Rajba back in the day. No, 2 weeks ago, which we had with the Rajba. The Rajba says, when it's at home, there's no problem with weighing things. Now, he may not be taking it as far. Note for a moment that what the Meiri could be saying is, look very carefully at his Lashon. I don't think I noticed this back then. He says, Shalom Nasru Devarim Elu, Ela Bitabach. What does it mean, Devarim Elu?
Anyway.
What is Devarim Elu? So that could mean, like the Rajba said.
Right, anyway, right?
Any weighing whatsoever, meaning right. Even putting it on a scale,
right.
Potentially.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Certainly weighing it up in some sort of funny way. He could also be saying, though, perhaps, that we're referring only to these two cases in the Gemara where it says Tabach. Saying, why would it be a tabach here? Meaning, in a chanami, for everybody, even for an individual at home, it's usher.
They never talked about tabach before in any of the cases.
Correct.
So therefore,
so it's a possibility that what the Meiri is saying is the reason for tabach here is because in these cases, only a tabach is usher. Why? Because these aren't real ways of weighing. You're not putting things on a scale. So therefore, since he's doing it to sell meat, and that's what it looks like to everybody else, the tabach will be usher. Why? Because he looks like he's selling meat. So now we've really gotten to almost like the third sort of approach in the Rishonim already. We have one because the Tabach is the one who's able to be very, very precise in what he's doing, like Rabbeinu Hananel, like the Meiri kind of hinted to at the beginning. In which case, the difference between the Tabach and the regular individual is the level of precision by which they can accomplish this task. And since the Tabach is so precise, therefore it's Asr for him. We have Rashi who says that this is stuff he does during the week. And we have the Meiri who says it looks like he's selling. Right? So, it could be that, these are things to keep in mind as we go through the shir.
What about the concept of shinui?
What about the concept of shinui?
Does that have any impact on it? He's doing something, he's not using weights, he's doing something...
So it's a shinui from what? If Mishkal was a malacha, and you'd be telling me he's doing a big malacha Mishkal, I could hear that there's some sort of addition that Kelachar Yad makes. But if the whole point is to not make it look like he's doing something during the week, and he is, well, and he does it in his hands during the week, so then, exactly. I don't think that the heter of shinui, meaning it's not real weighing, helps. If it would be, though, according to some Rishonim, a less precise weight, or if it would be a weight differently than what he did during the week, we could have something to talk about in a Hanami. If the Tabach Uman wasn't so good at his job and he really didn't know the weight, Reinu Hananel might say, let him weigh. So anyway, something to consider here. The Piskei Rid answers the Piskei Rid and the Tosfos Rid. I was very unhappy with Rashi when I read Rashi for a number of reasons. Because I looked at Rashi and I said, Rashi, do you really need this to be the Tabach Uman? And Rashi would say yes. And Rashi would say it's because it's Uvdin Dechol, and that's what he does during the week, and that's what Rashi writes. But it seemed to me so weird, because in both of these cases, you're ascertaining a pretty precise weight. As Rabbeinu Hananel mentions, as the Meiri hints to, there's a pretty precise weight. And to be honest, if you gave me a water contraption where, you know, it says markings on a cup, and it says, when you put in this amount of meat, there it goes up to here, I'm pretty much weighing meat. So why is it that Rashi is limiting this to a Tabach Uman? And why is it even truly that Rabbeinu Hananel, you know, and others are limiting it to a Tabach Uman? So theirs is a little bit easier, because in the case of the weight in your hand, I understand it's probably easier to weigh something against a weight than it is to stump pick something up and know. So that question they've answered, meaning in the first case of the Gemara, we're talking about either weighing something against something else. So I can estimate which one is heavier. It's a lot easier to do that for a regular person than for me to just pick something up and know a weight. So then I get why you need a Tabach Uman to do, because only he can really measure it if he's just picking it up plain in his hand. And I apologize for the visuals that the recording people are missing. If there's anybody who's ever going to listen to this. That has to be thrown in. On the other hand, according to Rashi, it doesn't take so much skill to know a more precise weight. And so too in the water. You know, if you have, like, again, lines on your glass and you're literally just seeing a measurement, like, how hard is that to do already?
Maybe people didn't have that type of stuff.
Ah, so you're saying, according to Rashi, very good. According to Rashi, the only maila of a Tabach Uman is that the Tabach Uman has this in his store.
Right.
And, in fact, there we go. Or because he would be the only person that would have that. And Echanami, you're going to be forced to say that according to Rashi, it's simply just not so shayach to other people. But in Echanami, if other people would do it, you could make an argument, that it's aser for them as well. Okay? So that's just something to keep in mind. Now here's the Rid. The Rid pointed out everything that I had wrong with Rashi, and I sort of said, like, this is my shiur, what am I going to do now that I read the Rid? But that's great, because when you're Mechavan Tarishan, you should be happy. So says the Rid, first of all, he disagrees in Piskei Rid. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Asar Lishkol Basar Biyad. V'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Asar Lishkol Basar B'mayim. Just quoted the Gemara, as we said, and that's in the Piskei Rid. Perish. Tofso Biyado. Okay, we're in source number Dalet. He takes it in his hand. Uvekoved Shemach Bid Al Yado Mechavein Kamahu Mishkalo. And again, from the weight that it presses down on his hand, he knows how much it weighs. V'chein Kishenosno B'mayim Ba'al Yaso B'mayim Hu Omer, which should say Omed. He's estimating. Umechavin kamahu mishkalo. So too, when he puts in the water, he can estimate how much it came up. What's missing from the Rid's description of the water case? Compare him to Rashi. You guys have Rashi in front of you. You have the Rid in front of you. What's the difference? What's the difference between him and the Meiri? Even both on the page in front of you. How is his description of the water measuring process very different?
Whereas Rashi says that there's lines.
There's lines. For Rashi, there's lines. For the Meiri, there's lines.
Right.
For the Rid, there's no lines. And you know why? That's obviously purposeful. Because for the Rid, he realizes that the purpose of a Tabach Uman is because, again, to be something better. It has to be something special that only the Uman can do. And that's exactly how he explains it in Tosfos Rid, in addition to the kashas he asks on Rashi. Look what he writes. And this is, you know, really so crystal clear. Asr lishko basar biyad. Pirish hamora. Rashi writes, Le'achos halitra biyado achas, to hold the litra in one hand, va'basar biyado acheras, and the meat in the other hand. Ve'eno nirali. Can't be. Why? V'tepo klei mishum litra dehava muktza. Says, first of all, Rashi, you're forgetting about a very important isser. The isser of muktza. Why? Rashi says, you're holding the litra. A litra is muktza. Now, what type of muktza are we talking about? Just, you know, to go outside the box a little bit. So originally when you read this, it's completely incomprehensible. I would have assumed originally that a litra is a klisha malach del iser, meaning a litra is something you can only use to weigh. You're not allowed to weigh on Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, litra is muktzah. Problem is, you're allowed to use something which is a klisha malachto le'iser, letzorach gufo or letzorach makomo. And if Rashi, right, if you're therefore allowed to weigh things in your hands, there's no greater tzorach gufo than that. So how could the Rid be asking this kasha on Rashi? But then you think about it and you say, is a litra really a klisha malachto le'iser? So first of all, clearly the Rid doesn't hold that way. But what it actually makes sense to be is that it should be mukta machmas gufo.
Yeah, but what if, I mean, if this is a leader,
mm-hmm.
it's not mukta. I mean, because it's not what it's used for. If I happen to have something in the house, and it just happens to weigh whatever it is.
Yes, so another answer for Rashi,
so
excellent.
So I'd say the same thing. I still couldn't use this to weigh the meat.
Correct, but you may be able to use something else. And that, I think, is one of the best responses to the Rid. To say that, no, you could just use anything that weighed a litra. You could go back to using a kli, like in the Mishnah. And I do believe that to be an excellent teretz to the Rid's kasha, or that Rashi considers to be kli shem lachtol iser, in which case, there is no question. The Rid must consider it to be mukta machmas gufo, meaning it's not considered a kli, but mukta machmas gufo means it has a special status of mukta where you can move it no matter what. And therefore, the Rid would say, Rashi, how can you hold a litra as mukta machmas gufo? You can't say that it's mukta machmas pisaron kis from last week, because it's just not. It doesn't fit any definition of mukta machmas pisaron kis.
Wasn't a litra a stone with a certain length?
Yes.
Isn't that, that's basically
yeah.
what they use.
And that's mukta machmas gufo. It's pretty much a definition of it. So I think that the Rid has a good question, but I think you would answer by saying you right. could use anything else. He doesn't have to use actual weight. But anyways, so that's what the Rid says.
Unless you want to say that if I'm not a butcher, mm-hmm. I could use something else, because that's not what I would do if it wasn't Shabbos or Yotif.
One more time.
I could say maybe I could use this
mm-hmm.
because a normal weekday memkar, I wouldn't use this.
So you could ostensibly say that if not for the fact that he holds that it's mukta.
Well, it depends.
If not for...
Depends what Rashi... Does Rashi mean an actual...
Within
Rashi,
you could say that, yes.
So going back to Alan's point, if it's an uman and using some other object as a litra, right,
mm-hmm.
it might be for him because he's... For him, it would be Mar Sain. It would feel like he's doing Mekar Machna.
That's almost
maybe.
The call of a Homer.
Maybe.
If I can't use my hand, I sure can't use something
else.
No,
I'm just saying according to Rashi's opinion.
Even according
right,
to Rashi, he would
right,
say that
you can't,
that you would still offer it even with a non-litra weighted item. Yes.
Whatever it is, I mean, if you know what the weight is, then you can use it as a measure.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Right? And he says, right, Vafilu had Yonami Asalaskos came. Even an individual would be not allowed to do this according to Rashi. Right? It could be because of mukta, and I think that's what he's saying here, but we could also make the same argument that we made against Rashi earlier to say, even an individual can get a pretty good weight from holding two things of equal weight in his hands. So therefore, says the Rid, Elavadai biyad mashma be'omed be'alma, vihubaki lechavin hamishkol biyado uvekobet shuhu machbet al yado. He says, what's the chiddush of the Tabach Uman? That he is very precise in his measurement. And that's what makes the Tabach Uman special here, and that's why it's Aser, because you're actually weighing it. You're weighing it to a very precise weight. And this is like what we saw, sort of in Reino Chanano, sort of in the Iri. Okay. And so too, when we look at the water, right? Again, Sham, Aser Lishkol Basar B'mayim, as we said, Gam Zeh Pirish, Sheyesh Lo Shnatzos V'simanim B'kelim. So too here, Rashi explained that, and again, it had these little lines in the kelim. V'nosnim bomayim basimanim modiyin oso kama hamayim olin lemala bishvil halitra. And the water is telling him how much simen tells you how much the water has gone up. V'eino nearly delefi piskozeh afilu had yudnami aser. V'amayim naka tabach uman. He says, what are you telling me a tabach uman? Anybody can do that. It's very simple. You don't need to be a genius to figure this out. Elavare beloshnasos sha'ar baha'uman kamahi. He just has a regular cup. And he knows you're going to put in the meat in there and the water will rise up a certain amount. He's estimating again. And his estimation is so much better than everybody else's. And that's why the Rid says you have to have a tabach uman. And this goes, again, hand in hand with the Reino Chananel, as we said earlier. So in short, let's just summarize. You have Rashi, who says that's what he does during the week, slash he's the only person who may have such a contraption. Right? This was clearly not a common way to weigh things, only maybe for butchers. You have the Rid and Reino Chananel, who say it's all about getting a precise weight, and that's why it's a Tabach Uman. And you have the Rajba, slash Meiri, who say because the Tabach Uman is using it to sell, is it Aser? And that may apply either just to these two cases, or to all of the cases. The Rajba would apply to all the cases, We had a thought to say that maybe the Meiri would limit it to these two cases because they're not actual weighing, but actual weighing would be aser for everybody. Now, here's where we start to get to some of the problems. When the Rif quotes the Gemara, he makes one tiny little change. Anybody? Take a look at the Rif. You can all read it to yourselves. So I can maybe get a drink. All this water talk is making me...
Juice or something else?
I think water is fine. It'll be okay. So what's the difference, people?
Oh, doesn't talk about a talach on the second case. Baruch Atah Adonai
Lamecholam Sheyach Lanu
Yevdivaro. Doesn't talk about a talach on the second case.
Beautiful. He's missing two words. Two very, very important words. Tabach Uman. In the second case, he doesn't mention Tabach Uman. So let's think of how this may work with some of the previous shitos.
Does that mean the second one there are simanim?
No, it's not. It could be anybody.
It could be, according to him, anybody's usher to do that.
Right.
So therefore, if you're saying if it's simanim, this can work with a half rid, half Rashi type of approach, or even purely with Rashi's approach, if you want to go so far as to defend it. Right. What this doesn't work with very well.
Exact. That's why. I mean, it wouldn't be exact.
You could. It would be exact.
No,
you have lines on it.
Yeah, but who draws the lines? Like only a tabach really draws lines.
He bought this at the fair 3 months ago from a tabach who was selling it. You're weighing your meat on Shabbos contraption.
Yeah, but a normal hedget wouldn't just. Draw lines.
I'm drawing lines. He bought it clean.
He's not
there's
a scientist.
A cup. He's a very here. He's a very beautiful water bottle. See the lines on the water bottle? There's a tabach who is very smart. He decided he wants to go into business. So he made at each line a little weight.
The tabach
did it originally. Now it's sitting in the guy's house with lines and weights on it. Look and think of a measuring cup that you have at
home.
Sold
him the lines.
Right? Do you ever bake?
Yeah.
Right? So when you bake, you have your measuring cup, and that's how much it is. You know the displacement, especially those bigger sort of cups where you put water.
We have that, but back then they didn't have that.
They did have that. That's exactly what they had here. Again, so this is sort of something to keep in mind.
Is there, I can just out of their reach, if that, nothing to, is there an isser in terms of, there's an isser about, your measuring things have to be a certain weight and have to be precise. It's a real big issue, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a problem here in terms of how he measures and stuff like that? It's not really that precise and stuff like that? Or is
I think there's an assumption on Yontif that you're not supposed to be precise.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying.
He is a people of a motel. There it's sort of a malicious, way of getting out of, paying things that I think is different.
Okay, I'm just...
That is, it's an interesting thought, though. It's not something that I considered, I will fully admit. Interesting.
There must be something in terms of how much, 5%, 10%,
Right, I mean, we have ideas of ona, obviously.
Right.
How much overcharging is money-wise.
Overcharging, but I'm sorry about
But that would be equal to weight, right? If something's being sold by weight and you miss up the estimation by a certain amount, you could come back and say that this was ona. Potentially.
Yeah.
I mean, what ona applies to, what makartos applies to. Okay, I mean, these are bigger issues, but it's certainly a valid point. Here, I think, though, on Yontif, though, we actually will try to keep far away from that.
Right.
So this is the riff. Now, what makes things really, really bad is that if we look at the Shulchan Aruch is missing something very, very, very important. And here's what Shulchan Aruch says. Aser lishkol basar, afilu beveso, leida kama yevashel. It's prohibited to weigh meat even in your house to know how much you should cook. This is against the Rashba, as we talked about two shiurim ago. Last time, you can't even put it inside a kaf mazayim to save it from the achbarim aser. If it's hanging in the place where they regularly weigh, which is a gemara later on, that Rav Shimon bar Rebbi shoklin mana keneged mana, and we paskin says the mechaber against them. Umutar lishko biyado, and it's permitted to weigh in your hand. Shelokeach achaticha biyado umeshayer kama yeshba. That a person will take the piece of meat in his hand and estimate how much he thinks it weighs. V'tabach uman afilu ze aser. And a tabach uman can't even do that, meaning he can't hold it in his hand to weigh. Aval imhu yodea lechave derechatichaso lechatech litra o chati litra. But if he knows to, cut a certain amount, then chotech kedarko ve'eno choshesh. You can cut meat regularly, meaning the person doesn't need to cut on pieces of meat just because he knows when he cuts this amount it's going to be a litra of meat. Okay, and... we can't tell people to stop cutting meat normally. Like, that's going too far. You can tell someone, don't pick it up and weigh it, but if he can eyeball it, what are you going to tell him to do? Close his eyes? So when he's cutting it, he's allowed to cut a liter of meat and give it to a customer. He's allowed to cut a half a liter of meat and give it to a customer. Whether or not you can mention that as a machlokas achronim, it's a machlokas between Aruch HaShulchan and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but other people get involved as well, whether they're allowed to, the person's allowed to ask, you know, can I have a liter, and the guy cuts him a liter, or if it's just the way he's slicing it. But the point is, what's missing? We had two cases today. Only one of them is listed. Which one's listed?
The water.
The water is?
Missing.
Yeah. The water is missing. Uh-oh. Said Zibri Chadash. His take on why water is missing in the Shulchan Aruch, and his take is Tzarech Iyun. We can skip down. It really starts on the second line. I don't know why I had this first. Umash HaKasav, you know, we'll start at the beginning. Umash HaKasav, Aval Im Yodea. Okay, we're only halfway through. We can do this. Im Yodea Lechavim, Zen Nilman Milashen HaTosfas. Okay, V'ha Yerushalmi. Udetani hasam atabach lo yeh shokol biyado meniach shiyado kelitrahu avachotechu besakin v'nosin lazeh olazeh mevuarhu. He says this is very clear, the first in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to cut. However, garsinan b'gemara. In the Gemara, we have the girsa, tabach uman asar lishkol basar b'mayim. A tabach uman is prohibited from weighing his meat out in water. Perush, shelefi ma she'olin hamayim b'kli, according to how much the water goes up in the kli, yodea kama yesh b'chaticha. We know how much it is in the chaticha. V'harambam, v'hatur, ushar ha'poskim he's kiruhu. And everybody mentions it. It's there in the Tur, as we'll see. It's there in the Rambam. It's there in the Gemara. There in all the Rishonim. We saw it in the Rif. Hello? What happened? V'teim ala mechaber, shehishmito. Should be probably shehishmito, not shehishmitan. It's a pele. How could the mechaber skip out this din? What's the halacha? V'ein lomar di'isura delishko baser biyad nafik. And don't think that he learns it because it's really the same thing as the iser of taking meat with your hand. If it's not simple enough for the Gemara to write it as one case, it's certainly not simple enough for Shulchan Aruch to write it as one case. This is compounded by the fact that we're really in trouble here. If we would have just had a regular shita that every single person agreed, tabach uman asr lishkol basar b'mayim, that would be okay. But now we have a tremendous shita among the Rishonim. It's not just the Girsa of the Rif, by the way. The Rush also, I believe, has this Girsa, and maybe a few others as well, that they hold it for everybody. You're dealing with the case that's a huge machlokes Rishonim, that Shulchan Aruch not machriya. What are we going to do? What's the halacha? Is it for everybody? Is it just for the Tabach Uman?
You talk about both things.
No, one thing he said. He explained the case of...
Right.
Right, but now we're talking, now that we've seen the Rif and the Rosh, and again others, say that it's Asr Lishkol Basar B'mayim, period,
right.
Not for a Tabach Uman.
Right.
So what is the halacha for Mayim? I ask you, what would you paskin? You'd paskin like Argir something Gemara, like the Rif? I don't know. So how come Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us? Now, to be honest, I have a tough time with this Pri Chadash. And the reason I have a tough time with it is that based on what we're going to see, the answer that Rav Eliashiv gives here, but that's really patently obvious from the Torah. Says Rav Eliashiv in source number 9, this is on the Gemara, Tabach Uman Asr Lishkol Basar B'mayim, Berif uveshulchan Aruch, Eino Muzkar Uman. Okay, says in the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mention the Uman by this case of Asr Lishkol Basar B'mayim. He's a little bit imprecise with his words. In Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mention this case. But he's putting the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch in the same boat. Umistaberkin, it makes sense, the ein sarech uman lekach.
To which part?
For the mayim. Because it's obvious, right? Ulagirsa didan sarech lomar, the sarech omlos, lakach, lekach, leida kama mishkalo. Vishem amari de les peish. Now, this is fine. Rishashu puts forward such a suggestion like these other Rishonim. He's saying, according to our Gemara, you might have to say that it just means when it doesn't have the different simanim. And in fact, by the way, We don't know which girsa Rashi had. It could very well be that Rashi had the girsa of the Rif. There's no way to know, really. Rashi elsewhere in Shas, I think somewhere in Gittin, says that Tabachim used the water thing, so maybe that could be a hint to this. I'm not trying to say this in Rashi specifically, but the point is that he's willing to put Shulchan Aruch in the same boat as the Rif. Why? Because of Svara. He says, you're just weighing something. So what if you're not using a scale? Tim, it's very obvious that it would be Aser. Now, he doesn't quote what I think is the most obvious part, and I am shocked by the number of Acharon that asked this question when you read the Tur inside now. Says the Tur, V'aser lishko mane keneged mane. It's prohibited to weigh one thing against another. Okay, one piece of meat against another piece of meat, which again is later on in the Gemara. O b'mayim, or in water. Kigon shenosin mayim b'kli v'nosin b'achaticha ulvimash olin hamayim yodea kama yish b'achaticha. So the Torah says very clearly, mana keneged mana and mayim is exactly the same thing. So when Shulchan Aruch writes, Asr lishkol basar mana keneged mana,
he's disagreeing with the Torah. With Shulchan Aruch.
Why? No, I would say he's exactly agreeing. He's saying mana is exactly the same thing as mayim. The reason why Shulchan Aruch doesn't need to list it, because he says, go read my Beis Yosef, go read my Torah like I told you. Not my Torah, but go read the Torah like I told you, and you'll see that mana keneged mana and mayim is the same din. Which means that yes, he is agreeing with the Rif, because mana keneged mana is aser for everybody.
But I thought the Shulchan Aruch was saying basically that the mana keneged mana is only for a tabach.
He is, but look what the Torah says. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says.
But the
Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that case. Right. Do you know why he doesn't mention that case? Because he does mention that case in Mana Keneged Mana.
Yeah, maybe, but the Rambam next.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, you know, okay. So, I don't think that's the style of the Shulchan Aruch necessarily.
I do think it's the style of the Shulchan Aruch. If you read the Torah and you have to choose between, did the Shulchan Aruch agree with the Rif or did the Shulchan Aruch agree with the simple Pshat of the Gemara?
We have the Rambam who's in the first.
We're going to see the Rambam in just a second. We're going to decide what the years of the Rambam had and whether or not he'd consider it. I think with a tour like this, where the Beis Yosef acknowledges this comment in the tour, he says, Gamzeh b'gemara sham. For him to not write it after the tour says, Asr lishkol mana keneged mana o b'mayim, to me it's crystal clear that when Shulchan Aruch brings mana keneged mana, that's it. Okay, and I don't think there's a question at all.
When we learn in the morning, next time, in 2 weeks, we'll see whether it fits.
I think it fits. I mean, the Torah clearly thinks it fits. So it doesn't matter what I think. That's the truth.
But the Torah doesn't mention the tabach, right?
Sure he does. Right after the ellipses, which I put in, he brings the second case. But it's true. I didn't bring the next case.
Okay.
Because he says, and he says exactly what Shulchan Aruch says about the tabach.
Okay,
I apologize. My bad. I had plenty of room today, so it's now. Now we get to the Rambam. We take a look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? And here I'm going to try to prove that the Rambam also had the gears of the Rif, by the way.
Okay.
Says the Rambam. Kishahein mechalkin, lo yishkalu b'moznayim. Sorry, how that word got fused together somehow. They should not weigh it with a scale. Shein mashkichem b'kaf moznayim kol ikar. Not allowed to again look at it in any way. Afil litin babasar shamar min hachbarim aser im hayu hamoznayim tluyin. As we said last week, if it was hanging, you can't put anything in it. Mivnei shenira kishokel b'kaf moznayim, because it looks like you're weighing in your little pans. V'tabach uman aser lishkol biyado. And a tabach uman is prohibited to weigh with his hand. V'asr lishko b'chli malei mayim. And then he continues with other cases that are not from the sugya and beitza, something else.
Okay.
So, first of all, what do you think the language of the Rambam suggests? If he says v'tabach uman asr lishko v'yado v'asr lishko b'chli malei mayim, is that punctuated as v'tabach uman asr lishko v'yado v'asr lishko b'chli malei mayim? Or is it the tabach uman aser lishko biyado, stop, the aser lishko b'chli malei mayim, something else.
You can read it both ways.
I think it's one.
So the truth is, if I was the Rambam trying to save words, I would have said, v'tabach uman aser lishko biyado u v'chli malei mayim. I think the v'aser lishko, to me, seems like he's saying that it's general. Number one. Okay. You don't have to agree with me. That's okay. I went to go see what other people said, and they seem to understand that way as well.
They do?
Yes, well, I saw. Whatever. We're talking Achronim Sheva Achronim here. We're not talking about anybody serious.
Based on the lashon of the Rambam, the way the Rambam would do things.
I think that's what he would say.
Otherwise, he'd do a short form.
I think he'd make it shorter. Aser lishkol ve'aser lishkol. I think he's saying just simply following the order of the Gemara like we see it. Right? He goes afil l'shamar achbarim v'hu detalya b'trita tabach uman aser lishkol v'aser b'yad. Aser lishkol b'aser b'mayim. He's really following the Gemara, and I think the tabach uman is a glaring omission. I think that's why we're like this, but you don't have to agree with me. I think I have another good raya. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, when talking about shkila, says v'aser lishkol bein b'moznayim bein shelo b'moznayim. If the Rambam holds...
Are you talking about
in Shabbos.
A balabayas.
On Shabbos, presumably a balabayas we're talking about.
Right.
And when the Rambam says, okay, says you can't weigh with Moznayim or not with Moznayim. Now, one second. We know the Rambam said Tabach Uman Asr Lishkol Biyado, which means that a person is Mutar Lishkol Biyado. So that can't be what he's referring to when he says Bein Shelo B'Moznayim. So he must be referring, what else is Bein Shelo B'Moznayim? What other methods of weighing do we know of that you can do?
Water.
Water?
And hand.
Water and hand. But hand can't fit this definition, right? Because he said hands is only for a tavach uman. Okay. So Elamai, the Rambam must hold that Asr Lishko B'chlim Alimayim is really referring to everybody. And that's why in Hilchos Shabbos, which are equivalent in these halachos, he says Asr Lishko Bein B'moznayim, Bein Shelo B'moznayim. And I think to me that's a very good raya to say we have Mefurash, a Rambam that has the Girsa of the Rif. So you've got the Rambam with the Girsa of the Rif, the Rif with the Girsa of the Rif, the Rosh with the Girsa of the Rif. You've got all big three who are saying that this is Asr for everybody. It doesn't come as a shock to me to say the Shulchan Aruch should prohibit that, knowing these girsos. Now, he doesn't discuss them in the Beis Yosef in a Hanami, but if the Torah lumps it together with mana keneged and mana, which is clearly Asr, I think we've got a pretty strong case to say that that's what's going on here.
Okay.
Are you convinced or no?
No.
But still not convinced. Perfect. Okay, good.
I mean, I think you have a raya for it, but who knows, right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I think you're...
Yeah, it's just very subjective.
In the Hanami, but you can't call that Bein Shelo B'Moznayim, maybe.
Some people, you know, maybe figure it out.
Maybe my wife wants to be.
You know, it's not a butcher, but pretty rare that somebody would be able to figure it out. But you're saying the water is so different than the yacht, and that anybody
can do it. Exactly. It's a scale. It's a type of scale.
That's another right. All right,
it's a type of scale, and I think sometimes at some point the rayas are building up into so large amounts and you can't climb it. And that's what I feel. The truth is originally I was looking at it your way, and then when I saw this I said, you know what, I think I'm convinced. But anyways, I don't have to convert you. So that's okay. Baruch Hashem.
Rav Soloveitchik. He did learn the same Gemara twice with him. The first time, he would say one way.
The second
time, he would say it a different way.
And you know what? That could totally happen to me. It reminds, yeah, I mean, I've heard stories like this all the time. I was Baruch Hashem Zochet to be in Rishurkin right. Chair for 2 years.
That's Rav Meir, isn't it?
What?
It wasn't that Rav Meir? Rav Meir did it? He'd learn it one way, then he completely shlug himself up after everybody was masking him. He brought it a completely different way. That's what drove him crazy about Rav Meir.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's stories I heard about the Rev all the time that says, I don't care what I said 7 years ago. So they used to, Baruch Hashem have been around enough people that imitate their Rebbeim. That's maybe also.
Everybody, all his Rebbeim, the Talmidim, they always, Rabbi David always was imitating him.
Anyways, I brought you the Rajba here in case you needed to refresh your memory, although it seems like a lot of you are knowing. Just basically, very quickly, the Rajba forwarded the argument that it's all about being in someone's house that's mutter, and it's all about being in the store that makes it aser, and because it's part of the selling process, that's why the person that the Mishnah is referring to, Vein Mashkich Mechaf Mozayim Kol Eker, is really only the Tabach Uman. According to him, Tabach Uman is really in all the cases. Presumably, we'd have to say, according to the Rajva, the reason why Tabach Uman wasn't mentioned until now was for a very simple reason. Because it was assumed we were talking about a Tabach Uman. We're talking about people splitting an animal in the Mishnah. So now that we're talking about things that may take place at home,
right?
So therefore, we finally have to mention Tabach Uman outright. And that would be, I think, the Rajba's point. You're welcome to look at it if you want. I'm not going to go through it too much. I'd like to go through one strange Magen Avraham and a discussion back and forth with that, and then a really cool Elia Rabba to wrap things up and explain maybe the Shita of the Rif. Probably not the Rambam, but maybe the Rambam. You never know. And again, maybe the Rush, although again, those are going to be harder to figure out. Says the Magen Avraham, V'tabach Uman on Shulchan Aruch, Perish sheyodea l'chavein l'sha'er b'tzimtzum. He paskins again, like we saw in the Rid, like Son of Ben Hananel, and Miri, and many other Rishonim. It's not just them, it's some of the more mainstream Rishonim as well. That he knows to do it exactly as Aser. U'mashma b'yam shel Shlomo, and the Yam shel Shlomo is mashma dav kalim kor Aser. Only when the Tabach Uman is selling it, is it Aser? Avol bebeso mutter. But if the Tabach Uman goes home and he wants to make some chicken soup, he's welcome to do that. The Chenira. And so seems to be the halacha. The Harajba matir lishkol mamish bebeso leida kama hutzara. He says, I'll bring you a raya from the Rajba. The Rajba, as we said 2 weeks ago, is completely matir weighing at home. So when the Yam Shel Shlomo wants to go ahead And the Maharshal tells us, which is the Yamshel Shlomo, Maharshal, Shlomo Luria, Yamshel Shlomo, when he tells us that the Talmud woman can do this at home, it makes sense. A perfect, perfect rhyme. Okay? And what this does is he's really combining two of the reasons, sort of.
Right, it takes away the tabach thing altogether, right?
So it doesn't take away the tabach thing. It's very interesting. He seems to be almost combining two of the different svaras and allowing them both. He focuses on it because he knows l'sha'er b'tzimtzum,
right,
which is, you would assume, would make it asr at home as well. But then he's also suggesting that perhaps the reason why Tabach Oman was written here, because it's only something relating to selling. Meaning right, neither of these are real ways to weigh something, right, but it's only because of the selling. And that, again, right, it sort of goes back to our Meiri point.
Right.
Right? So the Meiri, that perhaps it's like a local application of the Rajba. Ein hachanami to weigh pure at home is asr. But if you're just weighing in these sort of haphazard ways at home, that will be mutter. Why? The only reason why a Tabach Oman is not allowed to do it is because he's doing it for business. On the other hand, he also brings the sheet of the Rishon, Ushio, the Elachavin, Lashar, Vitimtsum. And that's kind of internally steeristic, I would say.
But didn't we say that Tabach is, going back a few weeks ago, didn't we say Tabach is allowed to do it as long as he doesn't measure it? And said after Yontif or whatever, we'll measure
he's allowed it. He's allowed to give meat out, yes. He's not allowed to set a price or measure. So saying here, since he's measuring, right, he's not measuring with his scale, but he's measuring in, again, some haphazard way.
You can have a commercial transaction without
you can have a commercial transaction that's going to be taking place the next day. It's going to be taking place the next day because you're saying, look at this animal and remember, right? But no one's even estimating how much they should be paying now. Right? No one's saying, I want to pay $10 worth of meat. I want to buy $10 worth of meat, or I want to buy £10 worth of meat. They're saying, I'm getting a quarter of the animal, whatever that comes out to be, give me the bill tomorrow. Right, it's all being done after Yontif. We're staying very far away from transactions, and this, to the Magen Avraham, is too close to transactions. However, it's a bit of an internal steer, as you see.
I think legally that would be a contract, wouldn't it, Alan? He's paying market value for the meat, and he's going to pay basically based on the quantity of meat after.
But we have no idea how much it's going to be.
Yeah,
but that's what's going on in the Mishnah. That's the previous Mishnah. There's nothing to talk about. Unless you're going like that other crazy Rajba who says that it's even usher to make a group of people on Yontif. But in a Hanami, that's what you would feel like.
Yeah.
But you have to go back like four shiurim or so.
Yeah,
you can listen to the recording. I was going to say, I don't know if you were at that one, actually.
I was, but that was my point. My point is that where do you, in terms of drawing the line for a commercial transaction, this is all comes down to, according to the Magen Avraham, the concern about a commercial transaction.
Yes. Within this read, again, of the Rajba Yamshel Shlomo type of approach.
Right.
And says the Prima Gadim, Ein Magen Avraham, let's see what he has to say, and we'll see what the Aruch HaShulchan has to say, and how they'll sort of not resolve the issue, but fight it out. Because you're not literally weighing. That's what the Magen Avraham said. Which was that crazy Taz who said that even according to the Yushalmi, it was asr to weigh at home, which was hard to understand. Maybe you could still rely on it. So what he's going for is he's saying, listen, everything gets back to Uvdin Dechol. Everything gets back to Uvdin Dechol. So for Uvdin Dechol, perhaps you could answer the Magen Avraham in a very simple way. And I'm just thinking of this now. I didn't have this actually in my notes, but I see now what he's saying as the Heter. Think. The Magen Avraham kind of an internal steer, as we said. On the one hand, he's postulating that it's about the precise weight. On the other hand, he's postulating that it's about for sale. So which one is correct? He's saying, no, let's focus on our goal. Only when you have both of these will it be usher. If you don't know the exact weight, if it's just an estimated weight, he can do it for Mechira in his shop. If it's, he knows the exact weight, but he's doing it to measure bones in his chicken soup and it's not a direct way of weighing, that's also mutter. It's only if they're both together that it becomes Uvdin Dechol. Okay? I think that's the way he's answering the question, meaning you need to have both of them together. It's not pshat that it's a stira.
So I can hide the meat in my house from the mice on the scale, but not in my store.
Well, that's the Rajba. Yes.
Right, but it's a matter of, again, there's a certain subjectivity to it, depending on the value of meat. If meat is very cheap, then okay, I can do an estimated amount.
Right.
And
it could be...
I guess we're assuming that it's not cheap. Right. I guess we're assuming that it's not
very expensive, cheap. So it has to be exact.
Exact, right.
And then he says, by the way, V'ainel Yerabba Oschess V'osud Gimel, the Harajba L'chora U've'emes Oser Bava Ozekodesh. As we quoted in that year, this was a big El Yerabba that we fought against B'tokef to try to prove that it's not the case. And we tried to prove from the Meiri that we quote today that it's not the case, and from others to say that, in fact, the Rajba would be Matir, and the Tur was right, and the Beis Yosef was right. And the other, you know, Achronim were right in interpreting the Torah this way. Anyways, we had a big fight about that. Then you can look back there, and he says, basically, L'chor Tzarachiyan HaLamagan Avram, how we could rely on the sheet of the Rajba when we know that Rajba would actually asserate himself, V'Tzarachiyan. The Rosh HaShulchan takes the flip side. He's having a longer discussion about something else. But he says, V'chein mi di'isa b'gemara, to'asa l'shkol basar b'mayim v'haynu, sheyish simanim b'hakli v'nosnim b'mayim v'habasar v'kama shamayim olim yadua b'hasimanim kama litros yesh. So again, he didn't tell him, he just summarized the case of the Gemara. And line number two, about five words in, since also in this way they asked, Kol Shekein B'Mishkal, certainly if you're winging it, Ach Yesh Lomar. He says, what's the answer here? Dizehu Le'inyin Mechira. That this is all about Mechira. V'chein Mash Mahalash B'Lashon HaGemara Tabach Uman Asr Leshko Basar Raim. Diha Tabach Le'Mechira Osekein. U'pela Sheha Poskim Hishmitu Dinzeh. He says no. He's not willing to learn the Shulchan Aruch as having skipped it because he holds it's usher for everybody. He says it's only usher when you're selling it. And not only that, but he says it's a pella that no one learned like me. Meaning we went from the way we understood the Beis Yosef, it's pashed against what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Aruch HaShulchan is saying no. The whole isser behind Tabach Uman Asr Lishkol B'mayim is why? Because he's selling it.
But what about the water case?
That's what he's talking about, the water case. He's talking about the water case.
But he said the water case is also for everybody.
We said that. He says no. He says this regardless, like our Gemara, which says Tabach Uman, and the whole reason is because of Mechira.
Okay.
So he would say you can do the water case for a Balabas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gesundheit, do the water case. It's only us because of Mechira.
So I come back to the mice. I'm not putting it on the scale or in the pans to sell the meat.
It doesn't say Tabach Uman there. What do you want? The fact is that that looks kashokel. It's near a kashokel. These cases are not near a kashokel, according to these poskim. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, I'm putting something in water. It's near a kashokel. No, I'm washing my meat. I'm holding something in my hand. It's near a kashokel. I'm juggling. I'm not near a kashokel anything. But l'shomer nachbarim, there's no such heter as to only tabach uman is asr lish, you know, lishmor min hachbarim. And the El Yerabba has something which, you know, changes our world. I was wondering, is there some way to explain, you know, lishkol basar b'mayim differently? Because Rashi's case with all these things on it is so weird, right? I was bothered by the kasha of the Rid. To say, what do you mean it has all these lines and markings on it? It's so obvious for everyone. I was wondering, is there some way to estimate it against water? And I found a different case, which is so interesting that I absolutely must quote this, from the Shibbolei Halakot. If Shibbolei Halakot says El Yerabba, and I didn't want you to think that I found the Shibbolei Halakot on my own, so I said I'll bring the El Yerabba.
Because he's Italian?
Shibbolei Halakot, I believe, was Italian, yes.
Yeah, he was.
A lot of Italians say we have the Rid also. The good Italian, yeah.
All doctors in Italian.
Okay, I guess my father's doing well then. Matzasi Perish Acher Zelashona. He said, I found finally another interpretation. Every single Rishon gives one interpretation, Shibbolei Halakot gives another one. Mimalin mayim begigis. Okay, you take a barrel, you fill it up with water. Ukli echad tzaf al pnei hamayim. And you have your little boat on top. Your little kli, you have a little bowl, you can imagine. A dishpan full of water.
That's what I was thinking. But if
you and it, you put in a little floating device.
That's more convenient.
Vinosnin beoso kli basar. And you put meat inside that kli. Now the kli is not touching any water. Ulefi kovid mishkal basar akli shokei abamayim. And depending on how heavy it is, it's going to sink deeper and deeper. V'akli mesuman v'bachutz ad kan litra aleph, obeys, etc. L'fi mashu shakua ad kan. And this is what he says is going on. And this is what, you know, this is exactly the case of the Shibbolei Halakot. And therefore, I guess I could see how you would need a better eye when something's floating in water, you know, to know exactly how much it weighs. That I hear why you'd need a better eye for this. Right? Interestingly, though, it says v'kaf pasav v'sefer Tanya. This is what it has in the Tanya. V'siim.
Tanya Rabati.
I think so.
Yes. Not Tanya.
No. Tanya Rabati. V'siim. D'mechi ha'gavna mefurash b'maseh d'ben sira. So there is one of the pseudo ben siras, the aleph beis of ben sira, or the alphabet of ben sira. It tells the following story. He told Nebuchadnezzar to give him the mishkal re'im zahav, the weight of one re'im of gold. Now a re'im is a very heavy, large animal. How am I going to weigh this re'im exactly? Which scale am I going to put it into against my weight?
Here we go.
Okay. Really? Amazing. It struck
me that I remember this.
This is unbelievable. Who comes up with this stuff? Anyways, he says, put the re'im in the spina. Mark where the water goes down to, goes up to. And then take off the re'im, fill up the boat with gold, and it goes up to hate, you're good to go. So what I was thinking is perhaps I brought you one svara that it may be harder to see this, which could explain the Tabach Oman, but you could also easily argue in reverse. You could argue to say this is just another type of scale. There's a scale with weighing pans like this, and there's a scale that you put in water like this. And they're both scales.
Okay.
And if that's the case, perhaps the reason, and I'm just doing this for the sake of being fancy, but it's probably not shot at all, but it's nice to say. Perhaps the Rif, and maybe you could even go so far as to argue in the Rambam, but probably not, would say the reason why Yehuda Marshmol says Asr Lishko Basar Ramayim is not because you're looking at a Kli and you don't know how much the water went up, the water went down, how much is displaced, without things like the Rid, but rather this was just some sort of weighing tool that everybody had. There was one type of weight with the scale where you had two pans, and there's another type of weight when you had this water contraption. And therefore, says the Rif, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Aser Lishko Baser B'mayim. You can't use that type of scale either, and that way it applies to everybody. And when Shulchan Aruch says, you know, Aser Lishko Baser Afilu B'veso, it doesn't necessarily just mean some sort of, again, two-pan regular type of non-water weight, but even a water weight would be included, because the more that we standardize this weighing process, and the more that we make it more believable, this is just a regular way to weigh things,
the more
we can understand that it's less of a kashan Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch says you can't weigh. If that's not weighing, okay, you're right, it doesn't have two pans. You know, now you have a weight, an electronic weight, so it's no longer weighing because you put it down on a pan and the pan sinks down, because it's not weighted against something else, so you're going to say it's not weighing. Of course it's weighing. It's the same Isser. But so I thought that this ingenious suggestion could perhaps provide some light on the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch's, you know, the Rif's omission of Tabach Uman and Shulchan Aruch's omission of mentioning this case at all. And anyways, I leave you with that. But in summary, we do have a number of shittos between the Rishonim here as to what makes this Aser for a Tabach Uman, and that shed light on what the Isurim are here altogether. And I hope this was somewhat enlightening and at least a little bit fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it was very good.